من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. إن شاء الله we'll continue in this session تفسير سورة مريم سورة 19 verse. We reached last time to verse 55. We finished verse 55. Tonight we will speak, we will inshallah try to explain or to give some light and shed some light on verse 56. And it reads, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واذكر في الكتاب إدريس إنه كان صديقا نبيا صدق الله العظيم صدق الله العظيم وبلغ رسوله الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين الشاكرين بقلب سليم. After we have explained and they came by order from Ibrahim alayhi salam to Ishaq and Yaqub and Sayyidina Musa, one line, then went to Sayyidina Ismail, now to Sayyidina Idris. Before he said, وَهَبْنَا لَهُ مِنْ فَلَمَّا اعْتَزَلَهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَكُلًّا جَعَلْنَا نَبِيًّا. That's 49. So he mentioned about Ishaq and Yaqub for Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Then in 51 he said, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مُوسَىٰ إِنَّهُ كَانَ مُخْلَصًا وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا. This is verse 51 mentioning about Sayyidina Musa, and we explained. Then verse 54, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَاعِيلَ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا. Mentioned about Sayyidina Ismail. And then now 56. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِدْرِيسَ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا. Now he's coming to Sayyidina Idris alayhi salam. He said, also Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mention in the book Idris, he was a man of truth and sincerity and a prophet. Behind that man of sincerity and the prophet, there is a story. There is something that has to be explained. He is the grandfather of Sayyidina Nuh. He is the Jad Abi Nuh. He is the grandfather of father of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. He was, after Sayyidina Adam, he was the first prophet after Sayyidina Adam to be sent as a prophet. He didn't say he was Rasul al-Nabiyya, but he said he kana Siddiq al-Nabiyya. He said, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِدْرِيسَ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا. He was a prophet. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him Sayyidina Idris, sent him to Bani Qabil. You know Qabil, Cain, who killed his brother Abel. So Allah sent Idris to the children of Qabil because their father killed Abel. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he married his sister against the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah ordered them that when Eve will get pregnant, she was getting pregnant male and female. So the male of that womb will marry the female of the other generation. and the female of the other generation male marry the mother, the male of the other generation. So not to marry the same generation in the same womb. So he didn't, he refused and he married his sister. So, and he killed his brother. From that children, Allah sent Sayyidina Idris to give them a message. If they accept, they accept. They don't accept, to fight them. And Sayyidina Idris was fighting, was asking them to come into, to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجَاهَدَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَسَبَى وَاسْتَرَقَى بَنِي قَابِيلِ. He invaded them and he made them into slavery because they were against the wish of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unless if they become Muslims. Yani what they come at that time, their religion of that time. He was the first to invent, create writings. هو أول من خط بالقلم. He was the first who begin writing. ونظر في علم الحساب والنجوم. And he was the first to establish the knowledge of mathematics and stars. Call say it stars, astronomy. وأول من خاط الثياب. And he was the first that Allah inspired him and revealed to him how to sew clothes. Before that, they used to wear skin of animals. And he was the first to wear the cotton cloth, that he was getting it from crops by planting the cotton. And was waving, you say? Weaving from it thread, and weaving the thread together and making clothes was Sayyidina Idris. Allah, Allah, subhanallah. And he was the first, وَهُوَ أَوَّلُ مَنْ وَضَعَ الْمِيزَانَ وَالْمِكْيَالِ. He was the first to put the balance and the weight. How to use weights, scales, and to put in the balance. And he was the first to, وَهُوَ أَوَّلُ مَنْ اتَّخَذَ السِّلَاحِ. He was the first to make weapons from swords. Before it was stones. He was means the first to use iron. That's Sayyidina Idris alayhi salam. Because he was the first prophet. After Sayyidina Adam, he was the grandfather of the father of Nuh. So Allah has to teach him. إذ روي أنه تعالى أنزل عليه 30 صحيفة. It is said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to him 30 commands. Like you say the 10 commandments, Sahaif Musa, the tablets. Allah sent him 30 tablets for his people at that time. He was born and still Sayyidina Adam was not dead by 100 years. Means Adam died and Idris accompanied his grand-grandfather 100 years. إِنَّهُ كَانَ صُدِّيقًا. صُدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا. He was a trustworthy صُدِّيق. And we explained the meaning of صُدِّيق in the last session. And صُدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِدْرِيسَ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صُدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا. This is, we said, verse 56. Also mentioned in the book Idris, he was a man of truth and sincerity and a prophet. And then, verse 57, وَرَفَعْنَاهُ مَكَانًا عَالِيًّا. وَرَفَعْنَاهُ مَكَانًا عَلِيًّا. And we raised him to a lofty station. We raised him high. Allah raised him to a lofty station. What's that lofty station? Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised him? To Sayyidina Idris alayhi salam. وَرَفَعْنَاهُ مَكَانًا عَلِيًّا. We have raised him a place Allah mentioned that we gave him a certain place. The importance of that place. If it was not important, Allah would not say, وَرَفَعْنَاهُ مَكَانًا عَلِيًّا, which is high. So what is high? He was a man of truth. He was a sincere person. Let us see where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised him. رَفَعُهُ اللَّهُ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ السَّادِسَ فَهُوَ حَيْثُ يَقُولُ وَرَفَعْنَاهُ مَكَانًا عَلِيًّا. It is said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised him to the sixth paradise. Sixth paradise. That's one narration. Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As said, وَأَخْرَجَ ibn Abi حَاتِمْ عَنْ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ ibn Amr ibn al-As said that أن إدريس أقدم من نوح. إدريس was more ancient than نوح, before نوح. بعثه الله إلى قومه فأمرهم الله فأمرهم أن يقولوا لا إله إلا الله. Allah has sent him to his people and Allah ordered him to say for people to say لا إله إلا الله, to witness the oneness of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. ويعملوا بما شاء, and they do whatever they like. But they didn't accept to say La ilaha illallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them completely. فأهلكهم الله. So Nuh, when he saw that, he was a pious person. And Ibn Abbas said, وأخرج ابن أبي حاتم عن ابن عباس في قوله ورفعناه مكانا عليا. We have raised him a high level station. That Sayyidina Idris was a khayyat, who make clothes, tailor. Any time he put the needle in, he was not putting a needle without, he put a needle and he say Subhanallah. With every needle he put in his work, he was a saying Subhanallah. Fakana Ibn Abbas said that never he moved one movement without saying Subhanallah, means he was praising Allah. Look, when someone praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accept his oneness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise him high, will open for him everything, dunya and akhirah. But you have to have this confidence. Look, if ibadah, if worshipness is not, why Allah raised him high? Because of his voluntary worshipness. Because when he was putting the needle, he was saying what? Subhanallah. That is a voluntary worshipness. Allah raised him. Not as they say today, don't do anything. Do your prayer and go. Where are the excessive prayer, the sunans of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Sunan al-qabliya, sunan al-ba'diya, the sunnah before, the sunnah after. These are voluntary worshipness. So if you do them, Allah will raise you. وَرَفَعْنَاهُ مَكَانًا عَلِيًّا. Allah will raise him high station. If you don't do them, Allah will send you to paradise. But you will not get the highest station. You will go in the same station like other people who are not doing excessive worshipness, excessive prayer. So with his voluntary worshipness, Allah gave him highest level. مَكَانًا عَلِيًّا. And Ibn Abbas said, فَكَانَ يُمْسِي حِينَ يُمْسِي وَلَيْسَ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَحَدٌ أَفْضَلَ مِنْهُ عَمَلًا. When night comes, and he goes to his bed, he was the best on earth, that he was the best worshipper on earth in his time. No one did a better amal than he, Sayyidina Idris alayhi salam. فاستأذن ملك من الملائكة ربه فقال يا رب إذن لي فاهبط إلى إدريس فأهبط إلى إدريس فأذن له فأتى إدريس فسلم عليه وقال إني جئتك لأحدثك. When angels said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يا ربي, oh Allah, give me permission to go and visit your servant Idris عليه السلام. That's Ibn Abbas relating tafsir of that verse. And that angel came to Idris, and he came to Idris and said, I came to speak with you. The ahadith, to speak and you speak to me and I speak to you and you speak to me and I speak to know each other. He said, how you are going to speak with me? كيف تحدثني وأنت ملك وأنا إنسان? How you are going to speak with me? You are an angel and I am a human being. Then Idris said, ثم قال إدريس هل بينك وبين ملك الموت شيء? He said, do you know the angels, angel of death? Is there a relationship between you and the angel of death? He said, no. He is my brother. Angel of death is my brother. ذاك أخي من الملائكة. He is my brother. He said, فقال هل يستطيع أن ينسأني عند الموت? Means, can he forget me and give me more opportunity of life at death time? Means not to take my soul, but give me more time. He said, he cannot delay anything, he cannot postpone anything. When age come, death come, he has to pick it up. But I'm going to speak with him for you. ولكن سأكلمه لك. فيرفق بك عند الموت. He will be soft with you at death time. فقال اركب بين جناحي. He said, okay, sit on my right, on my shoulders, on my wings. فركب إدريس فصعد إلى السماء العليا. إدريس sat and the angels went into the highest سماء level, heavens. فلقي ملك الموت إدريس بين جناحي. So the angel of death saw إدريس on the wings of that angel. And the angel said, I have something, I relate to you something to angel of death. He's saying to the angel. He said, what you want? You want me? I knew what you want. You want me to speak for Idris and to postpone his life more? Already his name is being waived from being living. And there is no time for his life except a blink of an eye. And as soon as he said that, Idris died on the shoulder of the angel. And he was in the fourth heaven. The other narration says six, this one says. That's عن ابن عباس في قوله ورفعناه مكانا عليا. He said, وأخرج ابن حاتم وأخرج ابن أبي حاتم وابن مردوي عن ابن عباس that سيدنا إدريس رفع إلى السماء السادسة فمات فيها. He was raised to the sixth heaven and he died in it. He didn't die on earth. He has no grave on earth. Allah raised him and he died there. This is one of the narrations. We'll see now the other narration, which is very nice. وأخرج ابن المنذر ويرفع الحديث إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, قال إن إدريس كان نبيا تقيا زكيا وكان يقسم دهره على نصفين. And this is all in the تفسير السيوطي, الدر المنثور of Suyuti in his book في التفسير المأثور. He said in that hadith that, I'm not going to read the Arabic, I'll try to go quick, that Idris alayhi salam was a sincere prophet and he used to divide his time into two different days, two different times. He used to have to teach people the good for 3 days and 4 days he used to travel on earth. And he always used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala progressively. وَيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُجْتَهِدًا. Always he was progressing in his worshipness. This is very important. وَكَانَ يَصْعَدُ مِنْ عَمَلِهِ وَحْدَهُ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ مِثْلَ مَا يَصْعَدْ مِنْ جَمِيعَ أَعْمَالِ بَنِي آدَمَ. If you take the amal of Bani Adam at that time, and he was raised from good to paradise, from Idris alayhi salam alone, was more than everyone else living on earth, from his piety. وَإِنَّ مَلِكَ الْمَوْتِ أَحَبَّهُ فِي اللَّهِ. And the angel of death loved him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَتَاهُ حِينَ خَرَجَ لِلسِّيَاحَ فَقَالَ لَهُ يَا نَبِيَّ اللَّهِ إِنِّي أُرِيدُ أَن تَأْذَلَ لِي فِي صُحْبَتِكَ. He came to him and said, he took permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he can go accompanying Idris in his travel. So Sayyidina Azrael, Malik al-Maut, the angel of death, came and he said, without Idris knowing him, he said, can I accompany you in your travels? He said, you don't know me and you cannot compete with me. You might be tired. إِنَّكَ لَا تَقْوَى عَلَى صُحْبَتِي. لَن تَقْوَى عَلَى صُحْبَتِي. It's very difficult for you to go along with me. He said, try me. Let me see. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me to be able to accompany you. So they went along together until the end of the day. They passed by a shepherd with his sheep. He said, angel of death, Ya Idris, we didn't eat all day. We are hungry. And we don't know where we will be ending. Let us take some sheep. And we take them. Wherever we end, we slaughter that sheep. And we eat. فَقَالَ لَهُ إِدْرِيسِ. Idris said, what you are saying? Don't ask me to take anything that is not for me. Don't ask me to take anything not for me. If it is for me, it's okay, I take it. If it is not for me, I cannot touch it. That's haram. How many people today, they take what is not for them? How many we are trying to cheat each other? People cheating each other, we are cheating each other. And not only that, we are cheating our Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but not worship, by not worshiping Him. He said, don't worry. If we believe really in Allah, Allah will send us what we have to eat. We cannot take what is not for us. And at that night, when they sat for resting, Allah sent them their rizq. فلما أمسى أتاه الله بالرزق الذي كان يأتي. As usual, Allah sent him, as he was getting his rizq provision, Allah sent him his provision, he and the angel of death. فقال لملك الموت, he said to the angel of death, he doesn't know him, he said, come and eat. And the angel of death said, والذي أكرمك بالنبوة لا أشتهي الطعام. The one that honored you with the prophecy, I don't feel now hungry. I was hungry before, but now I'm not feeling hungry. Because you're not eat. So you eat yourself. فَأَكَلَ إِدْرِيسِ. He ate. وَقَامَ جَمِيعًا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. And they begin to worship, pray. After some time of worshiping, Idris begin to get tired and became sleepy. And angel of death keeping worshiping, not getting tired. And Idris looked at him, he was surprised, because at the beginning he said to him, you cannot compete with me, you cannot follow me, it's very difficult. So he was hayran, what's hayran? Wondering, what's going on? And Idris said, I thought that I was the most powerful person in worshipping. Now I found someone worshipping more than me. So I have to make more now. But I am tired. And at that time, فَصَغُرَتْ عِنْدَهُ عِبَادَتَهُ عِنْدَمَا رَأَ مِنْهُ مِنْ مَلِكِ الْمَوْتِ. So now he saw that his worshipness is so small compared to the worshipness of his friend, who is angel of death that he was not knowing. So now Allah made him to bring himself down. Because at the beginning he was saying, I am the highest. No one can do like what I am doing. And that's a teaching to us. Don't ever be arrogant of yourself. Don't ever be proud of yourself. That is wrong. What they are teaching you and putting you in this culture, in your mind, be proud of yourself. That is wrong. Never be proud of yourself. You are nothing. وَلَا تُزَكُّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't make yourself high. Don't give yourself high self-esteem. You need the respect from Allah. You need the power from Allah. You need the dignity from Allah, not from yourself. And he slept. What he can do, he cannot do anything. Then next day, they went into same thing during the day. And by the end of the day, they passed by a grape farm. And angel of death said, Ya Nabi Allah, if we took one of these grapes, then we can eat it when we are going to settle down at the end. And Idris said, Alam anhaka an hada? Didn't I tell you no, forbid you from doing this? Allah will send our food. And when they sat down relaxing, Allah sent them their provision. فَأَكَلَ إِدْرِيسِ. And Idris was eating, and he said to the angel of death, come and eat. He said, no. With the one that gave you the honor of prophecy, I don't feel hungry now. I cannot eat. And he didn't eat. Then he went into praying. And Idris was praying, Malakul Maut, angel of death, were praying, both of them were praying. And Idris another time began to get tired and he wants to sleep. And Malakul Maut, لا يكل ولا يفطر ولا ينعس. He never get fed up, he cannot never get tired, he get never get sleepy. And he's still worshipping. Now Idris said, فَقَالَ لَهُ عِنْدَ ذَلِكَ إِدْرِيسِ. Idris said, لَا وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ مَا أَنْتَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ. I give oath in the one that he gave me life that you are not from the children of Adam, you are something else. فَقَالَ لَهُ مَلِكُ الْمَوْتِ عِنْدَ ذَلِكَ أَجَلْ لَسْتُ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ. At that time, the angel of death said to him, yeah, I am not from the children of Adam. فَقَالَ إِدْرِيسُ فَمَنْ أَنْتَ ذَا. Then you what you are. And Idris said, who are you? He said, I am the angel of death. Allah. And فَقَالَ لَهُ إِدْرِيسُ أَمَرْتَ فِيَّ بِأَمْرٍ. And Idris said to him, "Is you have been ordered to come to take my soul, my life. فقال له لو أمرت فيك بأمر ما ناظرتك. If Allah sent me to take your life, I will never debated you or I will accompany you. ولكني أحبك في الله. But I loved you. When I saw what you are doing, I love you in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in your friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I love that. And I took permission from Allah to come and see you. He said, yeah, and Idris said, O angel of death, you are with me 3 nights. And in these three nights, you didn't take the soul of any one of the human beings because you are with me. I didn't see you. فَقَالَ بَلَى. قَالَ بَلَى وَالَّذِي أَكْرَمَكَ بِالنُّبُوَّةِ يَا نَبِيَ اللَّهِ. Yes, with the one that I give oath, with the one that he gave you the prophecy, that I was with you 3 days, but I have been in continuous work. Although I am with you, worshipping with you, sitting with you, speaking with you, but on the other side I am in continuous work between east and west, taking the soul of a human being, because the earth to me is like a table of food. I can pick from that table of food anyone I like. Not anyone I like, but what I have been ordered to take. It's in front of me like a dining table. وَمَا الدُّنْيَا كُلُّهَا عِنْدِي إِلَّا بِمَنْزِلَةِ الْمَائِدَةِ بَيْنَ يَدَيِّ الرَّجُلِ. The whole world to me is like a dining table that anyone can take whatever he wants from it. فَقَالَ لَهُ مَلِكُ الْمَوْتِ. And the angel of death said to him, ask me whatever you like, I will answer you. He said, he was clever saying this. He said, فَقَالَ لَهُ, I like you to give me the taste of death. فَقَالَ أُحِبُّ أَن تُذِيقَنِ الْمَوْتِ I like you to, that I like from you that I will taste the death. And to separate my soul from my body. In order that I will taste how the death comes. Then to send back my soul. And the angel of death said, I cannot do that. There is ما أقدر على ذلك. I cannot do that. Until I will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِلَّا أَنْ أَسْتَأْذِنَ فِيهِ رَبِّي Until I ask my Lord. فَقَالَ إِدْرِيسَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ فَاسْتَأْذِنُهُ فِي ذَلِكَ Ask. Idris said, ask. And the angel of death went into Mi'raj to his Lord and asking, this is what Idris wants. And Allah said, you have permission to take his soul. As soon as he said, you have the permission, he took his soul. And Sayyidina Idris felt that he died. فَلَمَّا سَقَطَ إِدْرِيسَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ مَيْتًا رَدَّ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ رُوحًا When he died, Allah sent back the soul because he promised. He said, yeah, okay. And the angel of death began to wipe his face and say, put his hand like that and wiping his face and say, Ya Nabi Allah, Ya Nabi Allah, I didn't want you to taste the death and to that my company to be like that. I came to you to love you. I not to take your soul. وهو يقول وطفق يمسح وجهه وهو يقول يا نبي الله ما كنت أريد أن يكون هذا حظك من صحبتي I don't want that for you, that luck to you that you die by my company. فلما أفاق when he wake up, came back, قال له ملك الموت يا نبي الله كيف وجد When he said to him, how you find it? The angel of death, he said, how you find it? قال That's important. يا ملك الموت قد كنت أحدث وأسمع فإذا هو أعظم مما كنت أحدث وأسمع He said, O angel of death, I used to tell people and tell that about death what I hear and what I tell people when I hear the prophet, the message to come to me and I deliver to people and speak about the angel of death and how the soul has to be taken away and with punishment or with mercy or whatever Prophet ﷺ has described to us. He said, I used to tell people, وحدث وأسمع, tell whatever I am hearing and what has I revealed to me. But, O angel of death, it is not like that. But it is أعظم وأعظم. أعظم, what's أعظم? أعظم means no end of greatness. No end. When we say Allahu Akbar or Allahu A'zam, Allahu Al-Azim, Allah Al-Azim, what that mean? Allah is the greatest, nothing beyond. When you say death, he said to him, what I was saying and explaining to people, death is A'zam. A'zam means no limit to its greatness. How much it's tough. وَأَفْزَعْ means so tough, so hard that I cannot imagine, I cannot describe to anyone. I tasted today. So what we are going to do, O Muslims, when angel of death is coming and taking our soul, what you feel? Nothing. We are not feeling anything. We are not caring. We are listening and disappearing. Next day we go out. That one to go edit videos. That one wants to go internet. That one to want to go car work. That one mechanic. That one's masonry. Masonry? Mason? That one ISN. That one this. That one that. That one shopping network. That one... Where is death? Did you think how angel of death is going to take your soul? Did you make account how many times you lied? How many times you backbite? How many times you made zina? How many times you run after women or women running after men? How many times you touch a girl? How many times a girl touched you? How many times you did adultery? How many times you took marijuana? How many times you took drugs? How many times you went to movie theater to look at bad movies? How many times you cursed your father? How many times you cursed your mother? How many times you didn't listen to other elderly people? How much you were stubborn? How much this? How much that? How much time you missed prayer? How much time you missed fasting? How much time you missed zakat? How much time you did this or you did that? Huh? How we can raise our head? Go dig a hole and sit in it and wait, angel of death, till you die. That's better for us. Better for us, Sayyidina Umar said, if amal of tomorrow is not better than amal of today, underground for me is better. Means dig a hole for yourself and put your head in and to your body and everything inside this hole and wait for angel of death by ibadah, with ibadah. That's what you need from dunya. And Allah will provide you. What's going to happen? You want to die, you are going to die now or after. Die in Allah's way better than to die in shaitan's way. But there is no irada. We have no will to do that. You don't have the strength to do that. You have strength? Huh? Where is that strength? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. We are so miserable. We are so miserable. We go and speak, we go, these scholars go sit and they say, oh, I am in this one, they invited me here, they invited me there, I am this, I am that, arrogant pride of themselves. All of us the same. We are miserable. If not the shafa'ah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the barakah of our shuyukh by their prayers, we will be finished. We will go to a bad ending. Then he said, O angel of death, I need from you a favor. He said, what's that? Tell me. I will try. He said, I like you to show me hellfire. Even for a blink of an eye, to show me hellfire. And the angel of death, he said, what you want from hellfire? I wish that you don't see it. You don't need to see it. And you don't need to be from there, because you are not from its people. Allah gave you paradise. He said, no, I like to see it, please. قال بلى أريد ذلك ليكون أشد لرهبتي وخوفي منها. In order that I will improve myself more, because when I will see it, I will see its strength of fire, the powerful fire, the punishment that I might feel, that I might get, then I will continue straightening myself in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow the right path. Coffee in the morning, tea in the coffee shops, going to movies, going to Starbucks, going eating pastry in restaurants, Allah, Allah, movie theaters. And this is a prophet asking to see hellfire to keep himself, what? Straight. How, when we see this, that Sayyidina Idris was doing, how we have ability, or how we feel ourselves to go and make all kind of sins. If Sayyidina Idris is afraid, what about us? We are losers. We are what? We are losers. Except we are winner with the shafa'ah of Sayyidina Muhammad fi dunya wa fi al-akhirah, dunya and akhirah. That's what saves us. He's our savior. Correct?
Yes, sir.
Allahu Akbar. فانطلق إلى باب من أبواب جهنم. He went to one door of hellfire. فنادى بعض خزنتها فأجابوه وقالوا من هذا؟ قال أنا ملك الموت. فارتعدت فرائصة. So سيدنا عزرائيل went with سيدنا إدريس. He took him to hellfire, to one of its door. There angels, they said, who is that at the door? He said, I'm the angels of death. Immediately these angels who were securing that door beginning trembling. They were afraid. Look, angels and are afraid that angel of death are going to take their souls. They are going to taste what? Death. If angels are afraid to taste death, what about us? Shouting, cursing, fighting, backbiting. Go put your head in the ground and say, Astaghfirullah. Don't raise, we must not raise our head from floor, making sajda until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send us, telling us, I forgive you. We get that? No. So how we can sleep quietly? I don't know. I also have this problem. Everyone has this problem. May Allah forgive us.
Amen.
But this is why these meetings are good, because it will teach us how much we are not loyal to Allah and faithful to what we have pledged to Him in the day of promises. How much we are doing bad, to learn that how we have to correct ourselves. They were shaking, angels were shaking. They said to him, if Allah ordered you to take our souls, he said, if Allah told me to take that, why I have to come and speak with you? I would have taken it without asking you. Means Jibreel, Israel alayhi salam will not ask anyone. When the order comes, he take it and go. Except to Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalus salatu wassalam. He came and he said, Allah is asking you. You want to go to Allah or you want to stay in dunya? It's for you, Sayyidina Jibreel. Saying, look, asking permission. Allah gave the choice only to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No other choice. When age come, run away. Go. Finish. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from, in that day, from punishment. It's going to be huge. When the angel of death is going to take that soul out. Is it with punishment or with mercy? أكثروا من الصلاة على النبي المصطفى. Make more prayers on Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That what will make it less on us, that punishment. He said, no, I'm not coming to take your soul. If I want, I would have taken it if I have been ordered. ولكن I have Idris alayhi salam with me. And he is asking to see a blink of that hell fire. ففتحوا له قدر ثقب المخيط. ثقب المخيط. ففتحوا له قدر ثقب المخيط. You know, when you are sewing, this is a piece of cloth, and you put the needle in it, and when you take that needle with the thread, that small hole that you cannot see, they opened that small hole to Idris alayhi salam from that hellfire. فَأَصَابَهُ مِنْ حَرِّهَا وَلَهَبِهَا وَزَفِيرِهَا مَصَعَقْ. Immediately that small hole, it hit him from its حَرِّهَا, from its flame, the warmth of its flame, وَلَهَبِهَا, and from the fire that coming, and the sound of it, when the fire, it has a what? Intensity, and it has a sound. What you call that sound? Roaring, that made Idris faint, in coma, like we say in coma today. Angels of death quickly. فقال ملك الموت أغلقوا 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 فأغلقوا. Close immediately that small hole. ثقب المخيط يعني the needle where the needle goes and they close that. They closed it immediately and when he wake up and he begin to rub his face and wipe his face and said, "Ya Idris, I didn't want you to accompany me like that. I accompanied you 3 days. I was okay with you. Why you want to accompany me and asking me these tough things?" He said, "Ya Malik al-Maut, O angel of death, كنت أحدث وأسمع فإذا هو أعظم مما كنت أحدث وأسمع." I used to talk about the hellfire and used to hear about it, but I found it's more than I was saying. أعظم وأفظع, more greater, which there is no limit of that intensity of that hellfire, and it's so hard that I cannot imagine how I... He fainted, and he's a prophet. What about us? Look, it's coming. It's coming. There is something coming. Allah, Allah. Jet ski. Some people want jet ski. And he said, "Oh, angel of death, قد بقيت لي حاجة أخرى لم يبقى غيرها." He said, I am satisfied now with these two things. Only I have one more thing. I am asking it from you." He said, "What is it?" He said, I want you to show me a blink of paradise. I taste the death. I taste the hellfire. I want now to taste paradise. Turini lamha min al-jannah. A very small blink of an eye of paradise. قال له ملك الموت عليه السلام. The angel of death said, يا نبي الله أبشر. Good tidings for you. فإنك إن شاء الله من خيار أهلها. You are, by Allah's grace, you are the best of its people. That's a good what you are asking now. And it is your home and your aunt. فقال يا ملك الموت. O angel of death, I like to see it. إني أحب أن أراها. I like to see it. إني أحب أن أنظر إليها. And I hope that it is because of my love and my ashq and my shauq and my hearse to it. And he took him to one of the doors of paradise and he called upon its angels that securing the door. فقالوا من هذا? They said, "Who is that?" He said, "I am the angel of death." فارتعدت فرائصهم. They were shaking. Angels were shaking. They said, "Ya Israel, O angel of death, are you coming to take our souls?" He said, "If I have to take your souls," the same answer, "I will have taken without telling you. Allah gave me that permission. But since I am speaking with you, means I am not taking your soul. Don't be worried, don't worry, don't worry." Angels of death is telling angels. Angels are afraid from death. You are not afraid from death. You are afraid? Say yes.
Yes, sir.
You are afraid. May Allah save us.
Amen.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant with the barakah and the intercession of Sayyidina Muhammad, grant us to be saved from the punishment of death and the greatness of death. And with the barakah of our Shaykh, may Allah bless him, Shaykh Muhammad Nazim Adil Al-Haqqani. And his grandchild, Shaykh Abdullah Faiz Ad-Dastani, that Allah save us from hellfire. With their barakah. Or else, what will happen? Finished. They sit on television, they pick up 3-4 people, scholars, and they are sitting around the table, and everyone dressed ironed. His clothes are ironed. He has nice ghutra on his head, nice cover, white covers, dressing very well, sitting and asking question, and like peacocks answering. What about death? Did they remember that death might come to them and take them? Oh, subhanallah. Death doesn't know. Angels, prophets, They were angels were afraid, but Allah didn't. Allah doesn't take the angels, the life of angels. But prophets, human beings, scholars, imams, sahaba, everyone, Allah sent to him angel of this, except Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He sent to him Jibreel and Sayyidina Israel. You like to come? Ahlan wa sahlan. You want to stay till Akhirah? Allah gave him the choice for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Sayyidina Muhammad preferred to go to his Lord, the company of his Lord, not the company of dunya. He said, Idris, no. Prophet Idris wants to see paradise. فَافْتَحُوا فَلَمَّا فُتِحَ أَصَابَهُ مِنْ بَرَدِهَا وَطِيبِهَا وَرَيْحَانِهَا مَا أَخَذَ بِقَلْبِهِ. When they opened, that nice smell, that smell, and that beauty of it took him in a ecstasy, ecstasy level situation, that he was not feeling anything except he said, oh angel of death, please, I like to enter inside. فَآكُلُ أَكْلَةً مِّن ثَمَرِهَا وَأَشْرَبُ شَرْبَةً مِّن مَّائِهَا. I like to eat, enter inside paradise, eat one of its food, drink one of its drink. That's what my wish is. He said, okay, go inside. فَدَخَلَ فَأَكَلَ مِن ثَمَرِهَا وَشَرِبَ مِن مَائِهَا. He ate from its fruit and drank from its water. فَقَالَ لَهُ مَلِكُ الْمَوْتِ. And the angel of death said to him, أُخْرُجْ يَا نَبِيَ اللَّهِ. Come out now. What you wanted, happen. قَدْ أَصَبْتَ حَاجَتَكَ حَتَّى يَرُدَّكَ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Until the day that Allah sent you to paradise with all the prophets, now you come out. He said, what? He said, come out. He took one of its tree, trunk of the tree, and he was holding with his hand. فَاحْتَضَنَ بِسَاكِ شَجَرَةٍ مِّن شَجَرِ الْجَنَّةِ وَقَالَ مَا أَنَا بِخَارِجٍ مِّنْهَا. He took one of the tree, trunk of the tree, and said, I'm not going out. Do what you want to do. وَإِن شِئْتَ أَنْ أُخَاصِمَكَ خَاصَمْ. And if you want me to... No. خَاصَمْ means come against you, protest on what you are saying and protest on you. You are not my friend, I don't know you. Do what you want to do. At that time, Allah revealed to the angel of death. فَأَوْحَى اللَّهُ إِلَى مَلِكِ الْمَوْتِ قَادِهِ الْخُصُومَةِ. Say to him, yeah, I am against you. And ask him how to refute you. Because when you are the plaintiff and what? And defendant, like a plaintiff and defendant. So there is a conflict here. So they need a judgment. So go against it and see what he wants. فقال له ملك الموت ما الذي تخاصمني به يا نبي الله. What you are coming against you? Why you are coming against you? I didn't do anything wrong to you. He said, no, you did. You are asking me to go out of paradise. I'm not going out. So he said, okay, what you want? فقال إدريس عليه السلام. إدريس said, قال الله تعالى. Allah said in Holy Quran, في سورة آل عمران, verse 185, كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Every self, every human being is going to taste death. Is that? Means everyone is going to see that day. It's a hard day. Don't laugh. Don't be happy. It's going to take us in a position that we are worried what Allah will do with us. May Allah give us mercy at that day. And Shafa'at al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah said in Surah Ali Imran, verse 185, that every self, every human being is going to taste death. فَقَدْ ذُقْتُ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيَّ. What Allah has written on me, about death, I taste it. So that one, I finished that. So what you are asking me now? And the death Allah said, it's one time. It cannot be two times. So I died already. Then Allah sent my soul back. It's not you. So I cannot die another time. And that's why it's said that Sayyidina, two prophets are alive in paradise. Sayyidina Isa and Sayyidina Yahya and Sayyidina Idris. Both of them, they are still alive. He said, why? I died, Allah sent me my soul back. So how you are asking me to take my soul? So Allah said, only one time, death is only one time. This is first, what you say, this one you say in court, plaintiff, first plea. Second, that's big second shirk. Allah. وقال الله تعالى وإن منكم إلا واردها كان على ربك حتما مقضيا. سورة مريم verse 76. Let's read it in English because this is difficult little bit of translation. We'll explain it when we come to it. He said that it's verse 71, Surah Maryam verse 71, not 76, verse 71. وَإِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَى رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. Not one of you, but will pass over it. This is with thy Lord a decree which must be accomplished. Every person, وَارِدُهَا in Arabic, not passing over it, as they saying here, وَارِدُهَا is going through it. If from the thuqb al-ibra, from the hole of the needle, they opened from that hole, what happened to Idris? Su'ik, faint. How we are going to pass through it? وَإِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَى رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. With thy Lord a decree which must be accomplished. Mean everyone is going to pass through hell to the way to paradise. What's going to happen to us at that time? We are going to fall in hell or we are going to move to paradise? What we need there? What we need there? Shafa'at al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because our amal is what? They say to you, don't pray too much. No need. Go to shopping mall, they say. Scholars, these, what they call them, Islamists, reformists, Wahhabis. This is what they say to people today here in America. This is what they say to people. Go entertain yourself. Go to movie theater, go to shopping mall, do whatever that you want to do. Pray your 4 rak'at or your 2 rak'at or your 3 rak'at. No sunnah, nothing. This is it. Correct? This is what they say or not?
Yes.
Yes or not?
Yes.
We are hearing it in every masjid. Most masajid here, they say the same. From east coast to west coast. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, everyone is going to pass through hell. So I passed already. So this is my hujja. What's hujja? My proof, second one. So I'm not going to taste it anymore, finish. I am passing through this sequence first. Death, I finish that. Then passing through hell, I finish there. Now, ending in paradise. And Allah said, you are going to pass through hell one time. So I passed it. It's finished. وَإِنَّمَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ وُرُودَهَا عَلَى خَلْقِهِ مَرَّةً وَاحِدًا. Allah wrote on His, for His servants, that they will pass through it or over it, whatever, one time. So I passed it. Don't ask me anything more. وَقَالَ لِأَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. And Allah said to the people of paradise, Al-Hujar verse 48, وَمَا هُمْ مِنْهَا بِمُخْرَجِينَ means, as soon as they enter paradise, no one can take them out. So how you are asking me to take me out? I am inside paradise. You cannot take me out. Allah said in Surah Al-Hujr, verse 48, وَمَا هُمْ مِنْهَا بِمُخْرَجِينَ. As soon as they go in, finish. They live forever. I am going to live. مُخْرَجِينَ. As soon as they go in, finish. They live forever. I am going to live.